Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This morning, around 40,000 homes and businesses remain without power after a powerful windstorm hit overnight on Sunday. Utility officials say the storm caused outages in most areas of the state, and in some spots, the damage was extensive, downing trees, lines, and breaking utility poles. And officials say it could be days, even into the weekend in some areas, before all power is restored, and they're urging people to stay away from and not drive over downed power lines. Republican Governor Phil Scott says the Red Cross is prepared to open shelters if needed and encourage people who need help or a warm place to stay to call 211. There are school closings and delayed openings again today as storm recovery continues. School closings and delays in Vermont's Bennington, Chittenden, Lamoille, Orange, Orleans counties, and Grafton and Sullivan counties in New Hampshire. You can find the full list of schools affected at our website, vpr.net. Last night, the Burlington City Council decided to postpone picking between two buyers for Burlington Telecom. At the meeting, Councilor Karen Paul announced that she would recuse herself from the vote. Paul says the conflict of interest only recently came to light. Councilor Dave Hartnett says that given the information the council learned that night, he wanted to postpone the vote.
At the 11th hour, we have a city councilor that steps up and says, I can no longer participate because I have a conflict of interest, but all along have cast votes to get us to this situation. I don't feel good about that.
Hartnett made a motion to delay the vote, which eventually passed, and the city council will meet again next Monday to continue discussion on that sale of Burlington Telecom. Almost half of the people in Vermont who receive Social Security disability insurance became eligible for that insurance due to mental illness. The Vermont number is higher than the national rate, and it's also trending up while it steadily falls around the rest of the country. This according to a new report just issued by the state's Joint Fiscal Office. The report raises alarms because once people get on the disability program, they usually do not return to full-time work status. The report says the rising number of 20 and 30-somethings who go on disability will only put more pressure on Vermont's labor situation. Senator Bernie Sanders has a simple message for New York City voters who don't like President Donald Trump. Vote for Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Vermont senator stepped into New York politics for a day on Monday. He cast the Democratic first-term mayor as the antidote to what he calls the un-American leadership of the Republican President Trump. Sanders' appearance comes as de Blasio works to energize voters 8 days before the election in New York City. A Wilmington man is facing several charges after he was found sleeping in a stranger's home in Marlboro. Police say the 43-year-old man is facing a charge of unlawful trespass and possession of cocaine. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details periods of sun and clouds with a few rain showers in the northern mountains today. It will be blustery and noticeably more chilly than it's been over the past several days, with highs in the mid-40s to low 50s north to south today.